es por mi culpa, Señor. Bebí de tu memoria, aroma tierra, agave y sol. Yo soy la que le gusta este castigo mejor. De ese maguey, su espina me está matando. Acércate, chaparrito, que esta lumbre está quemando. Acércate, chaparrito, que esta lumbre está quemando.
Dina Tina Theater, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenza. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Boricua and a Chicana, part of where we come from and where we are now. We're here to create dialogue, focus on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a music playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, Latino alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, afro-latino, y más. Well, we heard a little bit of Lila Downs kicking off our show today, and that leads us into our flashback in Latino history.
Hashtag, you remember when?
You remember when every time you were a kid watching Sesame Street as a Latino child, you were extra excited to watch the segment when Maria and Luis were on the air. Well, we'll have to keep those memories because after 44 years, Sonia Manzano, known for her character as Maria, she'll be retiring and leaving Sesame Street. She discussed this earlier at the ALA, the American Literature Association conference in San Francisco, that after 44 years, she's going to be leaving Big Bird's Barrio. So all of you old Sesame Street fans and new ones, Sonia Manzano kicked down barriers and definitely made sure that our culture was being represented, our Latino culture.
Which is so needed.
So needed. You know, that body on the block, it only just didn't represent like the mainstream of that stereotypical Puerto Rican in New York City. It also invited every Latina, you know, Celia Cruz on being showcased with Maria singing her great guaguancos. And you had Frankie J back in the, you know, a few years back. You
yes.
had Pitbull. The list goes on. Juan Luis Guerra.
Maná.
Yes, Maná. Maná was on there. A shout out to Sonia Manzano. We will be missing you on Barrio Sesame.
And so someone else I also want to, you know, highlight in this flashback segment is the one and only Frida Kahlo,
yes.
whose cumpleaños was this past week on July 6th. So happy, happy birthday, Ms. Frida Kahlo, and thank you so much for being one of the most influential feministas, proud Mexicanas that we have known.
I know my home has a few pieces of of Frida's art and my accessories.
Oh my God, plenty of my accessories. I'm right there with you.
Rocking one today, rocking one today.
Yes.
I see all day, all day.
I actually read, I was reading at a freedom school to mainly, it was preschool through up to sixth grade students, and I chose to read a book about Frida. And it was beautiful, the discussion afterwards. And one of the little girls raised her hand and she was like, you know, I have a Frida t-shirt. And when it was her birthday, I wore it. And I was like, you go ahead,
right,
because
on.
I did it too.
Right on.
The Latina Theory.
That was a little bit of Fuego by Bomba Estéreo from Colombia. Love to Bomba Estéreo. I opened up for those guys a few years ago at the Cedar Cultural Center.
Heck yes.
Twin Cities, let's bring them back.
Yes, please, por favor.
Todos los colombianos, vamos a luchar a traer la Bomba Estéreo. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chiquita Bonita, Stephanie Weinsberg, directamente de Colombia, who's tuning in. I know she is. Hit us up on Twitter, at Latina Theory.
Please do.
Going into that, we're going into Latino news. This is our time where we get to discuss what's happening, whether local, national, world.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go national. All
right. Cuéntame.
According to the LA Times, mm-hmm. by way of Latino Rebel, it's official. Latinos now outnumber whites in California. Statistics know about a year ago around this time, they stated that it was going down, but now the facts are in. The demographics agreed that Latinos would pass whites as the largest ethnic group in California. Determining when exactly that milestone would occur was more of a tricky question, but yeah, it's official now. Official confirmation was released through the Census Bureau. And the new tallies state that there's about 14.99 million Latinos living in California, edging out the 14.92 million whites in the state. And is it a surprise? Because as a Boricua who lived in California, I've always told people whether it's northern, central, south, Cali es Mexico. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Doesn't surprise me. This is sort of the official statistic recognition of something that's been underway for almost an entire generation, stated Roberto Suro, the director of the Tomas Rivera Policy Institute at USC. That now makes California the first large state and the third overall after Hawaii and Nuevo Mexico without a white plurality, according to the state officials. So national Latino news. Yeah, California, Cali es Latino America.
That's what it needs to be. And I'm pretty sure this whole country is going to be majority POC soon enough.
Soon enough. Word to dump Trump.
And this is going to be something regarding Donald Trump, but not centered on him. Because he's getting a lot of attention right now. And that's the last thing we need to be doing. Let's just be clear about that. So what I want to highlight are two very public letters that were released in response to his hateful and racist comments. One written by America Ferrera, the wonderful actress. The letter was titled, "Thank You, Donald Trump." And the other letter I'm going to quickly highlight as well was written in response to America Ferrera. Yeah. And it was written by Adriana Maestas and Dolores Avila. And it is titled, "No Thanks, America Ferrera, a Chicana Response to Thank You, Donald Trump." So, yes.
Talk to us a little bit about this, Adriana, and I'm excited to hear about what you have to say.
I'm like in my seat, like ready, just so ready she can see it.
Brinca.
I think America Ferrera wrote a letter that was very snarky, that was basically letting Donald Trump know that he could, you know, go screw himself, and that the Latino community, that we're going to continue to do our thing. And not only that, but that we have immense political power with our vote.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Brink, new show HBO. Isai Morales is the president.
Yes.
We're moving on even in the television world.
Exactamente. And so, you know, I really give her props for, first of all, responding as a very public figure, you know, taking a very clear stance, highlighting how racist it is, how ignorant.
Yeah.
Really putting a lot of love in nuestra comunidad, highlighting that because we are the largest, youngest, and fastest growing constituency in the U.S. I think those are all wonderful things to point out. Mm-hmm. And that we have a lot of voting power. You know, that was basically it. And highlighting that we are a great community, that we have accomplished a lot, and so forth. The letter written in response to that, I think, highlights some of the weaknesses in the letter, though it was amazing. I'm thankful that she did it, which was that it's really still very much embedded into respectability politics. So this notion that we need to prove just how good we are still, and that the only people worth highlighting are the ones that are exceptional. The people that are going to Harvard and the ones that are making tons of money, you know, things that are very wrapped up into what is American success.
Right.
Which is a whole other discussion.
Yeah, where it breaks down into classism and racism.
Exactamente. And so that's what the letter did. So, you know, it just said, first of all, let's be clear that, you know, Donald Trump's remarks were anti-Mexican. He was specifically expressing a hatred that is deeply embedded in the country of the United States, and that when you don't address that and you kind of just blend it in completely, you erase that. And you fail to highlight the specific kind of hatred that Mexicans and Chicanos face in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Something else they said is, you know, when you also do that, you don't even highlight how many of these Latinos who don't fit this American success category are then seen as worthless. So we throw them to the side and say that because you didn't make it, it's your fault. So I think those are all good things. And it's basically a history lesson for folks that want to check it out. The letter's called "No Thanks, America Ferrera, a Chicana Response to Thank You, Donald Trump." Also highlighting that they're both Chicanas and they feel like, you know, they also want to have a say, and that she's, you know, from Honduras, and that we need to have Chicano speaking up about these issues as well. My only feedback on that is I think they could have written a letter highlighting the weaknesses of her letter, mm-hmm. but it didn't have to be at her expense.
Think about it. When you're a successful actress, mm-hmm. I'm an actress. I put my feet and my blood, sweat, and tears into my projects, along with having a purpose and a mission and keeping our gente comfortable and knowing where we stand. A lot of people don't have that, I guess, ambition yeah. to speak up, or maybe they fear it to speak up. I applaud America mm-hmm. for at least saying, hey, I may not be Chicana, I may not mm-hmm. be Mexicana, but I'm Hondureña, and I play these roles of Chicanas and Mexicanas, and I grew up in LA, and I...
Yeah, exactly.
I've been equally oppressed. How about to say
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
I'm not going to tolerate that. Mm-hmm. And she has every right to speak out. She mm-hmm. has every right to write that letter and mm-hmm. blog about it, because you know what? In the same, it's like in the system's eye, we are the same.
That is exactly one of my biggest points. It's like, do you think people look at America Ferrera and make a distinction?
No.
Now, that doesn't mean, no, the answer is no.
We're the only ones yeah. amongst ourselves.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean that we don't have our own histories and our own countries and, you know, that come with different relationships with the United States. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that there aren't different privileges, you know, within the Latino. I'm not erasing any of that. But mm-hmm. once again, why does it have to come at another Latina's expense?
Right.
Why can't we say, hey, let me add more to that?
Right.
We actually have a lot more than just voting power. We have culture.
Thank
we have
you.
Arte. We have all these other things. And also, we are disproportionately being affected by all types of issues that are directly connected with classism and racism.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that without coming at another Latina. And I think that's my biggest issue. We need to be, that doesn't mean we can't hold each other accountable, but for the sake of really pushing and making change, we need to be like in sync with each other, even when we disagree. That's what I have to say.
It's beautiful to have these discussions around the cafecito,
mm-hmm.
around your classrooms, and getting involved in general. Si.
Latinas sin vergüenza.
Bonito tu trajecito, cuánto das por la apariencia. Bonito tu cochecito, no te pesa en la conciencia. Brillante tu anillito, te pasaste de la cuenta. Si tu relojito es de downtown, no me mientas.
That was Monedita by Santa Cecilia here on The Latina Theory, getting us into our next part of the show. One of my favorites, Ariana, I know it's one of your favorites.
Claro que sí.
Las hashtag guerreras.
All right. So my guerrera for the week is Miss Lorena Gonzalez, Politica from California, actually. She's one of their state assemblywomen, a Democrat, you know, and she has been identified as someone who's, you know, leading in shifting her party's political concerns to be more centered on working families, mm-hmm. which, sadly enough, I think they should be regardless. But, you know, she's just seen as someone who's kind of helping spearhead that. You know, in California, it's her state. It's the first one to guarantee paid sick days for all private sector workers. And that's a big deal. In Minnesota, we have more than 1 million folks that do not have earned sick and safe time. Mm. So the fact that California has passed it for private sector workers and the fact that she's pushing that on a national scale, just want to give her a lot of love as a badass. The Atlantic just released an article about her today, which was really amazing to see. And it filled me with so much orgullo. That we have a Politica that's, you know, doing work for la gente. I'm not saying she's perfect, but I am saying that her focusing on the issues that are most affecting working class families, our folks of color, Latino community, is so amazing.
And my guerreras for the week, I'd like to highlight my first guerrera is Yasmin Hernandez. She's my guerrera of the week just because, well, in general, she's a guerrera all the time. Phenomenal revolutionary Boricua artist. She paid homage this week in celebrating the work of Julia de Burgos, remembering the day of her passing, which was July 6, 1953. I find no coincidental that Julia de Burgos passed away on Frida Kahlo's birthday. I mean, these two women were revolutionary artists through poetry and through their visual art as well. And so, Yasmin Hernandez, thank you for highlighting and not only your work, but what inspires your work. And you inspire me, chica. Another guerrera who is very inspirational and showcases her pride for Latinas is Rosie Perez. And reason why she's our guerrera of the week, she is leaving The View as a host of the morning talk show. Variety reports that Rosie's decided to exit the morning talk show. The executive producer, Bill Wolf, made the announcement to staff that she's leaving at the conclusion of the season to pursue full time for her love and what she's passionate about, which is acting and Broadway writing and working with youth in urban arts. So thank you, Rosie, for being such a badass guerrera. We love you. We love you. Keep doing the right thing, girl.
Mil, mil gracias. And to all our guerreras, mucho, mucho amor. Thank you so much for the work that you do. And, you know, hit us up at La Latina Theory. Please do.
Yeah, let us know who your guerreras are of the week. If you are a guerrera, if you want us to highlight some in your community or some of your work, like Ariana said, at Latina Theory on Twitter.com.
All right. And that leads us into our next segment, which is our entertainment news. Hashtag yes. El Bochinche. Hashtag El Chisme de la Semana.
El Chisme de la Semana.
Some work that I'm really excited about is Miss Eva Longoria is going to be producing on NBC a supernatural anthology drama inspired by Latino folklore and myth.
Get out of here. I'm excited, Eva. Gracias. This is going to be cool. It's like our own American Horror Story.
Yes, it is. And actually, the first season is going to be about La Llorona.
Oh, cool.
So I'm super excited about it.
Todos me dicen el negro Llorona. Well, I mean, that's cool. She definitely has to go into Google then for the next season.
Please do. Do your thing.
Keep doing it. That also, Chisme de la Semana, is Romeo Santos. El Dominicano, el Romántico, makes YouTube history, beats Taylor Swift, Enrique Iglesias, and more with 4 billion visits to his YouTube channel.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, tigre, diablo loco. Dale, papa, dale. On that note, we are going into Romeo Santos featuring Drake with Odio.
Yeah. Envy. Is a sign of admiration. Hate is the epitome of destruction.
Tal parece que mi amor crece y crece, pero tú desvaneces.
Sometimes I question if this is all real, then I grab on that ass and I firmly believe it in you. Look like you drawn by an artist, no you. You look like Bernice and Yaris, but both put together. Those are some girls that I know from back home. If you saw them, you get it. Look, don't worry about it. Keep speaking Spanish, I get it translated. You know you my baby. Anything for you, anything, baby. I do not want to be enemies, baby. I would just much rather give you a baby and buy you a house so I live with you, baby. Don't stay with this new guy, I really go crazy. I really go crazy.
FTP of the week, our F that bop bop, shout out to George Lopez for that, is a Queens man who sent death threats to the executive director of an Islamic nonprofit organization. His name is Bernhard Laufer of Regal Park, Queens.
What was this fool doing?
This fool. He pleaded guilty in federal court in Brooklyn in March and sentenced to 6 months of house arrest and 3 years of supervised release. He now faces attempted murder charges in a state case in which he's accused of stabbing a different man outside of a mosque in 2012.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in court this past Tuesday, Mr. Laufer, who's 57 years old, apologized and spoke of his need for medical attention. Apparently, he has medical issues, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's an epidemic with white men that they have mental medical issues.
Yeah, when they do, you know, when they're doing terrorist attacks.
But yeah.
It's really that they have medical.
Apparently he was accused, or no, he's accused, his mental issue?
Yeah.
No, that FTP issue
exactly.
Was because he was sending emails last year to the Council on American Islamic Relations threatening to kill the organization's executive director, Nahad Awad. Yep, Bernhard Laufer, you're definitely FTP status for this week, along with a Albert Lee, Minnesotan man.
Put it out there.
Yep. celebrating Uncle Sam's Day of Independence Day, 4th of July, this past weekend. A volunteer firefighter has been suspended after he attached a Confederate flag alongside the American flag on a fire truck taking part at the 4th of July parade in Auberly, Minnesota. That FDP is Brian Nielsen. He's a 10-year veteran of the Heartland Fire Department. Yeah, he said that his decision to fly it wasn't controversial. It was just a statement about political correctness and to not support the flag itself.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, he said it's not that I'm up for the rebel or slavery part of it. It's history. They're trying to take this flag away. They're basically trying to change the history and abolish it to get rid of it. I don't know. This guy's not making sense. So he's flying it because he's like slapping everybody who's against it in the face, or he's flying it to say remember it but don't remember it. Brother man, what's up? What are you trying to point here? FT papa.
Yes,
FT papa. So yeah, those are our FTPs of the week, leading into our,
you know, our ADM, ay Dios mío. You know, we're gonna have to give it to Donald Trump again. I'm just, okay, now...
FTP?
Yeah, he's a combo.
Yeah.
He's a combo.
Yeah.
I would say that for all of them.
Yeah.
So this guy's going around saying he's going to get the Latino vote because he can create jobs and he likes the quote-unquote legal Mexicans. You know, no, you're not. And now you're just being used as a distraction. I understand that. You still get the ADM.
Yeah, ADM, ADM. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy said he's going to win the vote. He just said it today, according to NBC News, that he will win the Latino vote since he is a GOP hopeful. He says he has a great relationship with the Mexican people. Yeah. I've had many people working for me, and you can look at the job in Washington. I have many legal immigrants working for me, many of them who come from Mexico. They love me, I love them, and I'll tell you something, if I get the nomination, I'll win the Latino vote. I will win it because I'm going to create jobs that they definitely are going to want. nah, brother, we ain't standing for that. You are a...
That smells like that racism where our white folks go ahead and say that they can say racist comments because they have a black friend.
Yeah, without
apology.
Or because
they voted for Obama, therefore they're entitled to say hateful comments.
No.
Not appropriate.
You can't reveal how much you loathe Mexicans and other Latin American immigrants and then actually believe that we're going to give a damn about you.
Exactly.
Prove you wrong again, Trump. Dump Trump.
Latinas sin vergüenza. Wax over Puerto Ricans and blacks so they can never relax and dwell mine as well in the fact.
Dame un palito de ron. 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 Dame un palito de ron.
Sota, rico, come se mi trago, flavor diferente, quiero probar. Oye, chico, bueno, malo, tráeme tu gallo, sigue con la salto. Si sale bueno, si sale malo, sigue vacilando, sigo con un ritmo. Afro, boricua, afro, cubano, África para el mundo, latinoamericano. Sigo dando cuero. Chicharrón, grón, algo dulce, traigo un montón. Ropa por hombro, bandera, cuero. El egua son los míos y los niños son guerreros. Guerreros de la paz, como Rigoberta, Liberta, Jamarque, Julia de Burgos. En el barrio comiendo churros, en Minnesota como chulo.
Okay.
And we're back. You know, after hearing about so much FTP and ADM, I want to hear about some curandera remedies.
Sí, sí, que me cura bien. Getting on to that abuelita remedy, and since we are celebrating del tiempo del verano, we're going into soothing sunburned skin. Growing up, whenever I experience a sunburn or like a skin irritation, abuelita always fixes up her natural remedies. There's a Sabilla sunburn treatment, and you can chop up a little bit of berenjena, one cucumber, one carrot, and toss it into a blender with aloe vera. If you don't have the naturaleza plant of the aloe vera, you can stop by at your pharmacy and pick up some aloe vera gel. Blend that up together, apply the mixture to the affected areas, let it sit and cool on the skin for 20 to 30 minutes. Do this for a few days in a row until your skin heals. So if you're out on the boat this past weekend or going on there, have a little bit of that in your calderita. Another is to remove manchas from hours of the sun, or just burns, or, you know, acne, blotches. To lighten the manchas, squeeze juice from half a lemon into a small bowl. Add about 2 tablespoons of honey. Blend that and apply it as a facial mask all over your face. Déjalo, leave it for 15 minutos, 20 minutes. Rinse it out with cool water. So 15 to 20 minutes, do this once a week until you notice the results. And obviously, you know, when you got that natural hair, you coming out, I like to rock my naturaleza to prevent the frizz. Do an avocado hair mask to help combat, go against the frizz and smooth hair. I love this natural treatment. It's no chemicals. It lets you feel the natural beauty of your hair.
Wonderful.
And perfect during summertime. Just mash half of avocado, add 1 teaspoon of olive oil or coconut oil, along with 1 teaspoon of honey. Blend it with a fork, apply it all over your hair from the roots to the ends. Leave it in for 15 minutos, 15 minutes, and rinse it out with cool water and shampoo and condition as usual. And you'll start to see a difference just naturally as you dry your hair in the sun.
I believe it. You know, I'm going to start trying these things out and give you some reviews.
Girl,
that's what I'm going to do.
Go in.
Latinas sin vergüenzas.
We talk street art, sarcasm. Crass humor in high fashion. Peach color moon glisses, the plot thickens. As we laugh off of shotguns and tongue kisses. Bubble bat you for daring, would you rather? A cold flame, the thrill of no shame. Drug, sex, and Polaroid. Pick a star in the sky, we could both say goodbye. Oh, I wish I could. Turns in the gun.
To talking about el plato del día.
Que tengo hambre.
So, you know, today I want to highlight a wonderful business located here in Minneapolis, Peppers and Fries.
Yes.
It's on 3900 East Lake Street, and it is owned by Steve and Maria Frias, who actually have extensive experience in the restaurant business. You want to tell us why, Maria Isa?
Yeah, Steve... parents, saludos to Steve, are Guillermo and Gloria Frias. Love to Gloria Frias. She and her husband Guillermo, que en paz descansa. They founded the West Side, my barrio, St. Paul landmark of Boca Chica in 1964. So keeping that familia tradition of good food, good service goes out to Steve and Maria Frias at Peppers and Fries.
Yes.
I love it. What do you like there?
I mean, I think it's an amazing, you know, to highlight the food that they sell. It is basically like bar burger, you know, food.
Chicken wings,
all that. Also with burritos, you know, and with some spice in there. And so I love that I ordered a veggie burrito with tater tots. That I could do that was amazing to me.
Right on. A little mix of everything, a little bit of different bar foods at Peppers and Fries. Check them out. Plato del Día. Well, girl, we're getting to the last part of our show, highlighting these upcoming events this weekend.
A ver, dime.
I would like to highlight the For the Love Community Celebration. It's a free outdoor festival. It's its second year. It's going to be taking place this Saturday in St. Paul's Lower Town. Empiezas a las 2. It starts at 2 p.m. This year, the focus is on women, with 13 females booked to perform and 20 more women introducing and hosting acts throughout the day.
I
am honored to be one of the women performing through
the
day.
Yes, you are.
The main stage will be housed outside the Union Depot and offer 7 hours of live music from 3 to 10 p.m., which includes my sister, Ashley DeBose, hermano, shout out to the Southsiders, Greg Grease and Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Nazim will be performing on the outside stage at Union Depot. And from 2 to 7 p.m., the Black Dog Coffee and Wine Bar will host an hour-long demo classes on the four elements of hip-hop, so emceeing, dancing, beatboxing, graffiti, a lineup of great instructors, and it's going to be followed by a family-friendly comic headliner, so I don't know who it is, but come through, find out for yourself.
Very cool.
DJs are going to spin from 2 to 10 in the Bedlam Theater, where I'll be performing at the after party with Mujah Messiah and Cancer, who's going to be celebrating their 20th anniversary as a hip-hop band in Minneapolis.
What?
Come check it out. Shout out to Ace Entertainment for throwing their second year of For the Love, a community celebration. Nos vemos ahí. We'll see you there. I think I'll be celebrating my brother's birthday too. Happy birthday. to mi hermano Jared Perez.
Love, love, love.
Está poniendo viejo. Anyways, on that note, Ariana.
So we just want to thank all of you, nuestra gente, for listening to Latina Theory. I am Ariana Hennis.
And I am Maria Isa.
And you are listening to our Spanglish podcast, Sin Vergüenza.
Latina Theory.
The Latina Theory.
I'm Maria Isa.
And I'm Ariana Genis.
And we are Latina Theory. We want to hear more about you, what you'd like to hear on our show, and any song requests. So hit us up at latinatheory@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at
Latina Theory with our hashtag Sinvergüenzas.
And follow us on our SoundCloud page where you can find us under Latina Theory and hear our updates and podcast.
The Latina Theory.